Get it
hey
in
guys, welcome back to the No Rules Podcast. I'm your host Bailey.
T-Ray Scott as your co-host.
And we got some guests.
We got Matt Snyder in the house.
Hello everybody.
And we got Mr. Brian Burns.
Hi.
What's going on?
Another beautiful day at the office, brother.
Oh, fuck. So Matt Snyder has been long time friends with Brian Burns, right? How long you known him?
Probably 10 years or so, maybe.
Okay, how'd you meet?
We were at a place called the West Fork Park and somewhere fucked up West Virginia, Clo or whatever it's called. And I seen this fucking big redneck motherfucker walking there, his boots untied. And I said, well, but he's a fucking asshole. I was right, you know.
So yeah, this is the first segment of Whiskey Talks over the weekends. I feel like it was a good segment to add.
Yeah, I think so.
So of course there's alcohol consumption. I'm drinking Jaeger. What are you drinking, Matt?
What do I always drink?
Black Velvet.
Cheap whiskey.
What are you drinking, Brian?
Brian, are you unfortunately drinking Black Velvet too?
I am. It's close whiskey.
And free.
All the things you need.
Yeah.
I feel out of the picture. I'm drinking a Corona.
Dude, that is...
Your name's Jose, the rest of this podcast.
Hey, Jose.
Ladies, what's good, cuz?
What's good?
Not fucking Corona, I can tell you that.
It's not good.
Name's Jose, cuz.
So, take it back. What have you guys done together?
Oh, shit, man. This.
I think the day we met. Wasn't it the day we met we made a whiskey run?
I think so, yeah.
I think we ended up at the whiskey store.
You and your wife jumped in the car with me and my wife, ended up with a fucking half gallon of Jim Beam, and that's the first night I hung out of your house. Remember Cody puked in your fucking floor, and you're like, get the fuck out.
You'd been at my house several times when Cody showered the floor.
Was really?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was the first time I ever got drunk with you, was on the Pepsi and the fucking Jim Beam. It's like, hey, we got to go back up there.
Yeah, well, you'd been there many times by the time Cody lost his lunch.
Maybe. You're right. Yeah, that was back in the summer, and then Roger. I met Roger. And,
I mean, think about it. We'd been watching movies, you know.
Watching movies. Movies. Yeah,
so that's a story for it's a very interesting story. So we indulged on a little bit of the devil's lettuce, you know.
Yeah, a little bit of something.
Just sat around hung
what
out.
What did you give me?
Wait a second.
So, all right. So, a couple friends, you know, us and myself and Brian and a couple friends, we're hanging out, you know, and me and one friend was sitting on the couch, and we're just kind of over our shoulder to see Brian and our other friend standing in the corner. And of course, Brian has the hugest collection of fucking DVD movies you've ever seen in your life. And I look over my shoulder, and it's just like they're standing there a good 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know, what the fucking... He's just looking like he's really fucking interested.
Intrigued,
in what he's looking,
yeah,
at, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, what are you doing? He turns and looks at me and says, what the fuck's it look like I'm doing? Watching movies.
Watching movies.
A whole fucking stack of movies, you know? So that's where all this began, this long journey. And then goes from that to the...
You was working at Kroger's then, wasn't you?
Yeah. Remember the old guy I was fucking fighting with at Kroger?
Wait.
There's this old dude I worked with at Kroger. He was from fucking Louisiana. He was a real cocky motherfucker.
Yeah. But
I done everything I could do to fuck with him. I mean, just hardcore. If I'd like kick chicken up underneath the fryer and everything.
Oh, Kroger, my gosh.
You know, just chicken. And then I would, you know, go over and tell the fucking boss, be like, that guy right there, I saw him kick
that
chicken.
He's a piece of shit.
I saw him kick that chicken up under there.
What the fuck? You're an asshole.
Yeah. That's when I told Brian about that, he's like, we're going to get along perfect. This guy was a fucking jerk.
So did this guy ever, like, say anything to you?
All the
time. Oh, yeah, he was. We were ready to fist fight. I mean, when he brought me a bag of Ramps from Ramps. He brought me a bag of them, and I was kind of scared to take them home. Actually, I was coming home from Kroger and flung them out the fucking window because I knew this motherfucker was going to try
to poison me. He rubbed him on his balls or something.
Yeah.
Laced him with Molly or some
shit.
Oh,
it's hard to say.
Probably shoved him up his ass individually and tried to give him to you.
Or jerked off on him.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
So that's where all that started at.
Yeah, so Brian Burns has been a good friend of yours for a while now.
Huh? Yep.
So what's the funniest thing that you guys have ever gotten into?
Oh, God.
No, there's not. No.
No. I can't really.
I think the funniest is yet to come, honestly. I really do.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah.
I'm laughed at this son of a bitch until my ribs hurt.
Last time you here, we built a fucking workbench when we were drinking.
Oh, God.
Or you two were drinking.
I don't remember the end of that evening. Or
it looks a lot like that over there.
That big fifth, yeah.
Yeah. The next day.
Dangerous.
Yeah, I had that. I've hung out with Brian a lot, and I don't know anybody that can handle liquor as well as him and Jim Leahy.
And
I'm telling
Brian
you
Burns.
That this guy, I'd never seen him that drunk, but it was most hilarious.
He is the liquor, Leahy.
He is the liquor.
Oh, Jim Leahy, I just realized what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I said, you and Jim Leahy is the only two people I know that got that can handle liquor like that.
He is the liquor.
Yes.
Bo Randers.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So, Brian, we don't talk much about politics.
Good. But fuck Joe Biden in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. So, now, what do you think about Sam Squatch?
Moving right along. Sam Squatch.
Yeah, Sam Squatch.
Yeah.
He'd have made a better president than that asshole that's in there.
Okay, I'll tell you what is pretty important, though, is seriously, I mean, you were talking a moment ago about Jim Justice and the fact that they're talking more shutdowns and more COVID.
The Delta variant, apparently, is running rampant.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah. It's all fucking bullshit.
It's fucking stupid.
It really is. Like that governor in Alabama said all these COVID cases are because of unvaccinated people.
No, it's fucking... No, Brian, I wanted your take on COVID and the Delta variant and masks and all that. I want your take, honestly.
Straight up bullshit. From the start, all of it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I had the COVID.
Yeah, you did?
I was down for one day. I couldn't smell or taste for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
On those 3 or 4 days, I was working. I just had a head cold that put me down for 2 days.
But now, I also had some serious side effects. And this variant, there's supposed to be a lot more side effects if you can get over it.
Well, see, yours raised up here near these Buckeyes across the river.
Yes.
We're a little tougher out there in the middle of the state.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you. I really don't know if you can overcome all the side effects.
I think Jim Justice is just making fucking excuses to try to get people vaccinated. I think that's the problem.
Well, yeah. You also.
Tonight when we had our dinner.
Yeah.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
My salad tastes like Ajax. My fucking Bloomin' Onion tastes like Ajax. Pepsi, Coke, any dark pop like that.
And you haven't got the vaccine, right?
Nope. And I will not.
I fucking don't blame you.
Not doing it.
You know, they're always talking about the thinning, like Illuminati and all that shit, if you know anything about that.
Let's get into it.
They're talking about the thinning.
Yeah. Of the herd?
I think they're giving you like a couple of little chips of something in each one of those shots, and now you get the third one with this new variant.
Yeah, the booster, yeah.
Yeah, they're dosing you up with these little microchips. And then they're going to hit the off button and you dump
fall over. Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's all a political fucking power grab. Yeah. That's all it is.
I believe that.
It's all raping of American people.
Yeah.
I believe that. They're too damn dumb to stand up and say, nah, I've had enough of this. My ass is sore enough.
That's the only reason Trump didn't get back into office.
Believe that.
100%.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So I think it's good to get people's takes on, you know, from different parts of West Virginia and things like that on COVID and shit like that, because it's all fucking bullshit.
Yes, for sure. But I tell you, like I told you before, whenever we talked about COVID, I honestly can't. I have had worse fucking flus. I've had worse colds. You know what I mean? Minus the taste. Don't get me wrong. I felt really bad. My body hurt for a few days. Like I said, my wife and I both had it. But other than that, dude, I mean, I have fucking had worse stomach flus that put me down more than what that did. You know, so
absolutely.
I'm not, you know, denying that
Well, anybody under 65 fucking kicks it unless you don't have an underlying condition.
Yes, that's right. Well, it's 99.9% survival rate or something.
There's people that are out there taking vitamin D supplements that are kicking it in a fucking day. So why the fuck do I have to be scared if I'm 24 years old and have a strong immune system?
Well, and it's a prime example. Let's just back up and just hypothetically think for a moment okay, just say that this didn't happen in China and this never came about, okay? And just say that we weren't in the middle of an election year. We weren't in the middle of, you know, a worldwide
pandemic.
You know, uprising of people and just worldwide pandemonium. Just imagine we weren't in the middle of all that, okay? And this came about. Do you think that we would have... Do you think that it would even have been named on TV?
No.
As a virus?
Nope.
Nope.
Do you think it would have continued to be flu? It's the fucking summer flu, or it's the spring flu, and it's flu season. I don't think that any of that would have changed.
It's all bullshit. All bullshit. They wanted rid of Trump.
I am a fucking god.
I'm glad we agree because that is the only reason that it was a big deal.
So yeah, I agree.
Didn't they have SARS what time Obama was in office?
Yep.
I mean, what did we shut down then?
Nothing.
No, no.
Exactly.
And how many people did kill? It was actually dangerous.
More,
it
really was.
I don't know what the statistics are.
Did you guys get the H1N1 vaccine?
No.
No? I was in school, so I had to.
I had fucking booster shots in kindergarten. That's the last vaccines these guys
had. I'm with you right there.
When they gave us one, I still got a mark on my fucking arm the size of a dime. They didn't just go in here, oh, let's give you a few shots this year, a few shots next year. They come here and ripped your fucking arm up, Gatling gun, yes, shoved that motherfucker in, one whack, vaccine's done.
Wow.
Ow.
This big around.
Jesus
Christ. Looked like a goddamn honeycomb stuck to your arm.
Yeah, and it fucking hurt. I mean, it was no joke, dude.
I didn't get that. My dad had that mark on his arm, but I didn't. They gave me mine individual.
There's so much fucking bullshit. I'm sick of hearing about it.
I am too. It really is.
Fucking ridiculous.
I'm just scared of
it. If you're older than hell, I mean old people, they better be scared of this shit.
Yeah, 100%.
And if you've had 4 or 5 heart attacks or, I mean, you have emphysema or something like that, you better be scared of it.
We went to Disney World, man. We were at fucking Disney World. And, of course, I mean, you guys have heard what the crowd is like there. It's fucking absurd, the amount of people. And everybody, it was 100 goddamn degrees, and we're walking around with a fucking mask on.
That's fucked.
But you could leave there, go sit down in a goddamn restaurant, walk through the restaurant, sit down at your table and take your mask off and be sitting because
COVID only travels at 6 foot in the air. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, you could go to the fucking bathroom. Yeah. I mean, all those things. And, not have to wear a mask. Yeah.
Well, there's no scientific data.
No.
Our elected officials aren't going off scientific data. That's the problem.
No.
They're just trying to do what makes them look good.
And there was a lady the other day, she's like head of the fucking union of doctors and shit, and she said, let's stick with the facts.
Yeah.
Let's not stick with people's opinions. Let's stick with the scientific facts of this and what's going on. And
they turned her mic off, and she was a lying bitch immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run her out of the building, I bet.
I'm sure.
Well, you're not allowed to do that.
I saw on Facebook why they're pushing like kids from like 16 to like 25 to get the vaccine to help like from getting people from stop getting pregnant.
Hey, that's
part of population control.
Listen, if that's what they wanted to do, I'm not fucking totally against. So not so much making people sterile, but I'm not totally against.
Skipping a generation?
Some kind of population control to where you say, okay, hey, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We can't, everybody can't have fucking babies, continue having babies that they're not going to take care of and support on their own.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not against that whatsoever at all. I don't know how you do that. You can't be fucking China and say, okay, if you have a girl, we're throwing that bitch in a dumpster. you can't just fucking do that.
They're throwing boys and girls, everybody in the dumpster down there.
You can't have like more than 2 kids or something?
Yeah.
In China?
For real, yeah.
You gotta like pay a bunch of money.
Oh, shit.
Could you imagine if that was here?
Yeah, that's rough.
I just...
just take the warning labels off of shit and let nature take its course.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... George Carlin had it right.
Yeah.
Nature will take care of itself.
Yeah, it really does.
The strong will survive and the smart will watch it happen.
But I don't know.
I heard a story about some flubungo going on.
Oh, my God.
One of the most serious side effects of COVID.
Yeah, what's going on with that, Brian?
Can you tell us?
About the flubungo?
Yes, I want to know.
The flubungo variant.
Yeah, the flubungo.
I want to know about
So, okay.
Oh, oh my God. You will be careful with that Flabongo variant.
Do it.
That's a bad thing.
Let's hear about it.
There's people suffering from side effects all over.
We have a little bit of an audience here. That one over there is kind of young. Are you sure you want me to tell
this? Yes.
Yeah, dude, listen. Yeah.
Well, the Flabongo thing, at the end of the Flabongo disease, your fucking asshole rots out and your backbone slides down through it and breaks your goddamn neck.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. It just like suck your eyes clear out of sight.
I told you. That's fucking serious shit. Your asshole rots out. Your fucking spine falls through.
Oh my God.
Snaps your neck.
They're having too much anal sex.
No, Flabunga's.
That's over there
serious.
On the side of town where you live. Where I come from.
No, no. I'm from the great county of Calhoun County.
I think that's greasier
you
than
can't
what
even
you said.
Spell Calhoun, fucker.
Big Springs.
Oh shit.
Yes. So I hope I get away from that one.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I can't breathe.
You probably got that Flabongo. You better go get a shot.
Get the fucking way from this guy.
Get back to your side of town. Maybe they can ream it out of you.
I hope the doctor's open tomorrow.
I can't.
We got Brian over here crying.
Oh, shit.
I think
he said whenever they're done, it'll just run down both fucking legs.
The fucking spine will be the least of his worries.
Oh shit! I think. Listen, this was a good first whiskey talk.
Yes, I'd say.
Oh
yeah,
gosh.
But it's raining motherfuckers out there.
Come on, Julian, it's raining motherfuckers. I'm just, I think, so, where exactly did you grow up, Brian Burns?
About a mile and a half south of Rosedale, West Virginia.
So, growing up, I just want your take on growing up in West Virginia. I just want your take.
There's not a better place to do it.
You think so?
We did any damn thing we wanted to whoever we wanted to.
Yeah.
And dared them to fucking say something.
Yeah. You wind up missing, cuz.
Your goddamn garden. He'll go out there with fucking Roundup, and every potato you got will be fucking gone.
We did not steal. We did not rob.
No. Yeah.
Just took.
We were ornery as hell. If we took your damn taters, we left you a half dozen chickens. I mean, it was all good.
Oh, my God.
If we stole a half a pound of potatoes, we left you a half dozen chickens.
I'm not saying we never stole gas, but it was out of the school bus. So, you know, Mom and Dad already paid for it.
Oh, my gosh. That's some funny shit right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
One of my neighbors got a diesel Chevette. Well, the fucking school board had decided to buy diesel buses.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, nobody was stealing diesel until we got a diesel Chevette. We got prepared to steal a full tank of gas out of the bus, which was, what, 12 gallon?
Yeah.
That's and a lot of gas.
Week after next, we go steal us another 12 gallon. That old Chevette would only do like 42.
The fucking school bus is empty every time he came in. It didn't make it to the first stop.
Did you guys?
It had run out of gas before it got back to school. A long weekend. You
did
probably gonna walk to school.
Did you guys ever get caught?
No, dude. You don't know where we live.
Oh, that's crazy.
Rosedale, man.
Yeah, it's like 40 miles to the nearest red light.
it's far.
It's out there.
Yeah. It's far.
I believe it. Like I'm up in Calhoun County, when I go up there, like from where my grandma lives, it's about 30-minute drive to Grantsville.
Yeah, the whole county of Calhoun has one blinking traffic light. No red lights.
It's right there by the bridge, isn't it?
10-4.
Yeah.
10-4, baby.
That's where it happens.
Yeah.
That's where the magic happens.
But seriously, I took a trip to Rosedale one day with Brian. Me and Brian and two other friends.
Yeah.
Real close friends. We decided we were going to go to Rosedale and run around. And we stopped at a friend's house as well. one of Brian's acquaintances.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm from the city, Parkersburg, and I've been out in this area. In fact, I've done some fucked up shit, chicken fighting and whatnot.
Oh, wait. We got to hear this shit.
Oh, God.
We got to hear this shit. Listen, as my future father-in-law.
I have watched grown-ass men fist fight over a fucking couple chickens, dude. You fucked me out of $5. I want my fucking $5 right now and fist fight. For blood, motherfucker, over some goddamn chicken fights.
The scar, the scars over this eye is one of them exact deals. I know that gray bird didn't kill my roundhead.
That's
you.
Right. Yeah.
Wait a second.
Oh, no.
All right, we got to hear these stories. No, yeah. You got to back it all the way up. You just can't say that and not tell us.
Well,
I'm not sure how much of that you can tell without
getting in trouble.
Any
kind of,
it's way back.
Well, most of them's dead.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're
biggest
good.
Biggest part. And if they're not, they're out of the game.
Yeah.
They're damn sure out of the game. Fuck yeah.
Everybody, I don't know anybody that's in the game anymore. So, yeah. And of course, listen, I'm not incriminating myself. I'm not incriminating Brian or anybody we know. This is just. We are just talking.
Shit we heard.
Heard this happen.
It's we heard it.
Hearsay. Yeah. I hear that there's this place down in southern West Virginia around Fayette County. And you could go back on the mountain and per se there might be 300 people there and say,
hey,
four
maybe.
Or 500 chickens. And there was this thing they called after this chicken fight. And when you go to a cock derby, that's what they call them, cock derby. Am I right, Brian? It's a derby.
Yep. Hey, Bailey, so want to go to a cock derby?
So when you go to a cock derby, they either fight long knife, which is about a, I don't know, 2.5 inch, maybe 3 inch long knife. It's a fucking knife, razor sharp.
Yeah.
One knife on one leg, okay.
They put it on the spur?
Yes. Well, they cut the spur off square, and it's tied. So you either do knife, long, gaff, which is like a needle point that is about 3 to 4 inches long, and it's just a small shaft that comes out there, and it's fucking needle sharp. And then there's a short knife, which is about an inch, what is it, inch and a half, maybe something like that. I've heard
3/4 inch,
and and that's the three different types of chicken fights. So you go on top of this mountain, and you pull up, and this is the biggest goddamn part. They literally have two hogs shoved in fucking 55-gallon drums, cooking over fucking wood fire.
Yeah.
I mean, all the goddamn food you can eat. And this is at a house trailer. This is like a single wide
mountain.
Out there by the pine patch?
Yes. The barn. You could pull 4 or 5 single wide trailers inside of the barn where the chicken fight happens. No, I just heard this.
You just heard.
I just heard it.
I saw a postcard.
And there might be people standing everywhere smoking
Pacific
dope.
Pacific points.
There might be.
I heard this from like two people away from me.
So okay. So let me back up.
I heard one of them some bitches had moonshine whiskey.
Oh my gosh! I heard that there was
some bitches.
I heard that there was a still you could just go over and put your cup under until you get all of what you want.
Oh my god!
So. Anyway, the chicken fight, this 5-cock derby we went to, we were supposed to go to. And anyway, everybody that entered in paid their entry fee, entered in 5 roosters. And they're all, depending on the weight as to which roosters fight which roosters. So after all of it's said and done, they got this what's called a battle royale. Everybody saved their biggest, fattest, fucking meanest rooster.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And
oh my
it didn't
gosh.
Matter if it was fighting a short. It didn't matter if it had a knife on its leg, a gaff. It didn't matter. They just took 30 fucking chickens. How many ever entries there were? Everybody had one rooster.
Yeah.
They just went in there and pitted every fucking one of them at one time.
Oh, my gosh.
And, dude, you have never seen the goddamn chicken shit and feathers in your life. There was a pile of chickens. I heard this, that there was a pile of chickens that fucking Tyson fucking chicken would have been.
They'd have been pissed.
Oh, he did.
They'd have been mad.
Truckloads. Okay, so I've never experienced it. Motherfuckers fist fighting over goddamn chicken fights.
You just heard this, right?
No.
No, I've seen them same motherfuckers fist fight over the last warm
beer.
Beast. Old Milwaukee Left Best Light Ice.
Yes.
I've seen them all fist fighting over that last warm beer.
Hey, motherfucker, give me that beer.
Yes, it's mine. It's mine. Jesus. I called it when we started drinking.
Oh my gosh.
So on a more serious note, okay.
Yeah. Now that back to the dumb shit.
The chicken fights, cock fights, whatever you want to call it, have been now completely outlawed, and it's a huge crime.
Yes.
In those sports, and it is a real fucking sport, because these chickens are more taken care of, more pampered than most goddamn humans. They have had more better fucking meals and more prepared meals than you yourself have ever had.
I could imagine.
But you can take these very same chickens that they're game chickens. You can take the very same ones, set them out in a field, and if you set two of them fucking roosters out there in that field and you walk away from them, when you come back, there's fucking dead chicken. One of them's dead. There's
maybe two dead chickens.
Yes. Hey, and they will fight until it don't matter. They're game birds, have it naturally bred into them. There's no, you don't have to coax them. You don't have to train them to do it. They're going to kill each other if they get around each other.
Yeah.
Same like with turkeys. You shoot one, they'll stay and flog that one.
In the Philippines and other places in Mexico, I mean, that's a fucking national pastime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It used to be that way in a lot of places here in West Virginia, Kentucky, all over Arizona was one of the biggest cockfighting rings that there ever was.
But no. Shut down all that shit and let all them goddamn rednecks go out there in the woods and rub their heads together, and now you have a fucking methamphetamine epidemic.
Yeah. They were just doing a little meth and fighting chickens prior to this.
And now they can't fight chickens, so they're just fucking snorting meth. Straight full time.
It's just meth, baby.
And fight each other.
Wasn't it a way to make a lot? Wasn't it a good way for people back then to make money?
For what?
Chicken fighting.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to get rich chicken fighting.
Really?
I mean,
every dime that you make on chicken fighting, you're going to put right back into your next five cock derby.
Yeah, you're
losing. You want to win. All the time. You want that clout. Dude, and I tell you, the guy that I know,
the people making the money at the chicken fights are the ones standing around the ring and bet.
That's right. The guy
that knows their chickens, they didn't buy no feed. They didn't fuck with none of that dumb shit. They're just betting on the next chicken.
But all of those people in that ring that's sitting there betting, whenever the guys that walk in that have clout, that know what the fuck they're doing, and the guy that we know personally that is no longer in the game, don't even know if he's still alive or not. But anyway, the guy that we knew personally, when we could go anywhere, Kentucky, it didn't matter where you went. When he walked in, most of these motherfuckers knew who that guy was. He was bringing something to the table.
He was the cockfighting man.
Like cock fighter. And it wasn't even him.
You talked to him before he went?
Yeah.
And told him, hey, on them three gray birds, I'm going to bet big money. And he would bring three stupid gray birds and let you win some money.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What awesome, the man. Fuck?
Yes.
Gray birds suck. Gray birds suck. I want America to know it.
Gray birds suck.
If it ain't a yellow-legged hatch or a good round head, fuck it.
If he was going to make money, he brought green or yellow-legged hatch birds. There was never a fucking
birds all the way.
There was never a gray bird in that motherfucker's box. If it was, it was one that was standing on top of that pile of dead ones that he brought home.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
His boys had some mean grays. But if he came, he came to win, and he didn't bring no gray birds.
Listen to this. Okay, so I was dating this chick.
Yeah.
And
her dad loved yellow-legged hats.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, this motherfucker, dude. So I was dating this chick, and I had never fucking seen or heard, didn't even know that this was a thing.
Yeah.
So I showed up at their place and hung out with her all summer long, and he decided, okay, hey, we're going to chicken fight this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah, I want to do this.
Fuck yes.
Okay, even at that point, how old were you then?
17.
How old were you when me and you met?
32.
I was living with the people that he was, the people he's talking about this minute. Their daughter was like a sister to me. I lived with them for two or three years.
Damn.
He had moved out of their house right prior to me starting to date her. We didn't even know that we knew each other at the point. He knew the girl that I was dating.
I knew his girlfriend at that time was like a sister to me. Him, her and her brother were little bastards, and I left home at 16, and that's where I landed, was at those people's house.
That's a small
so
world.
He after he fucking done all the training and helping and everything, you know, with all the cocks, I came whenever everything was tip-top shape, fucking good-looking farm.
The chickens that he won that Seven Stag Derby with in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
I traded a Ford Mustang for.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's been I traded for 13 stags.
Huh.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude, it would blow your mind.
We've been intertwined and didn't even know each other until 15 years later.
Holy shit. Off of the fucking Mustang that he traded for, I later on made fucking buku bucks at 17 years old. I'm at a fucking chicken fighting, illegal chicken fighting fucking ring. And I heard this happened in Kentucky. And I would borrow fucking money from my mom, be like, hey, mom, can I borrow $200? What do you mean borrow, motherfucker? You're not giving me back shit. I'd borrow or take her $200 to Kentucky, bet on this guy's fucking chickens, and bring back five.
Oh, my God.
He was 17 years old. I wasn't working. I was making money off fucking cockfights. You know what I mean? So, but the first one I had ever went to, this guy invited us to. So I tell my dad about it. You know, I'm like, hey, man, you know, let's go. So my best friend at the time and his dad, we all piled in a fucking two-door four-wheel drive Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
And it's like coming fall. You know?
It's, it's chilly.
It's between warm. It's really warm in the day. But as soon as that fucking sun goes down,
it's
getting cold.
It's out.
Spur
it's
them
out,
birds.
It's out football.
So, we threw a goddamn a bench seat out of an old fucking 82 Chevy van in the back of this Ford Ranger and headed for Western Kentucky.
Oh my God!
So, oh yeah, fucking throwed in some goddamn warm soda and some shit and headed to fucking. We were kids.
Some of the devils.
So we headed to Kentucky and we got down there, fought chickens.
Oh my God!
I heard it happen. I heard they fought chickens all night.
Something like
literally
all weekend.
Oh my gosh!
at the edge of daylight, this is over, and we decided we were coming back home from Western Kentucky back to West Virginia. So we leave the chicken fight, and we no longer leave, and we're in the middle of a fucking downpour rainstorm within 5 miles. So we drive another 10 or 15 miles, and it's raining so goddamn hard that, you know, they're literally running 35, 40 on the interstate.
Yeah.
You can't even see. So my buddy, he's fagging out. You can even smoke a cigarette in the back of the truck, instant wet. Yeah. So he's fagging out, and he's like, fucking stop. I want to ride up front. I'm like,
fuck
okay.
You walk.
So I'm like, and it wasn't a real cold rain. It was kind of a warm rain. So they stop, and I'm like, he can get up front, and I'll just lay right against the back of the cab. So I rode from fucking Western Kentucky all the way to West Virginia underneath of an old fucking tarp that was behind the seat of the truck. I just wrapped a tarp around me, dude. And every time, listen, it was raining hard enough that the water was hanging in the fucking plastic bed liner. So anytime he would slow down or stop, water just sloshed back and forth. I rode all the way laying in the bed of that fucking truck back to West Virginia for this chicken fight.
What is the fuck?
I got a story like that.
Brought home a box of chickens. Listen, I'm not kidding. When we went out to the pile, the waste pile, all the losers. You can imagine at a chicken fight where they got a knife and a gaff on their foot. You can imagine what the loser side looks like.
Oh my gosh!
So
chicken,
but some
noodles?
Of them, yeah, but some of them don't. Some of them don't. They're not really gone. So whenever everybody throws them in there and then they go off and everybody's out in the ring, you'll walk by the dead pile and there's one of them standing on top of it. You know, he's all fucking, he looks
fuck
like
yeah.
a proud bird.
Yeah.
So every time I walked back there and there was one of them standing on top of the loser pile, I'd box that motherfucker up and throw him in the back of the truck. So I took a box of fucking beat up chickens back to West Virginia. You know, these motherfuckers. Got them all healed.
Oh my God.
Got them all fucking healed up, dude. And that's how I got in my chicken farm, dude. To fucking straight up war veterans, dude.
Oh my God.
Just because that chicken lost that one fight don't mean he's a bad chicken. He just wasn't lucky that time.
I can't.
And that's right. Brian, what happens if a guy has a fucking bird.
Get just, shot through the lung?
Just say they pit him immediately.
Oh, my God.
And he the first bird takes a gaff to the lungs, and he fucking draws a blood clot in his lungs and can't cough it up. What do?
They pick him up. They open his mouth, and they seal their lips around his beak, and they suck the blood out of his lung and spit it out and holler, pit the birds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh my
suck gosh. A chicken will fight like hell till yes. that lung fills up again.
What the fuck? Yes, sir.
When they get tangled up, when them gaffs get stuck in the chickens, so neither chicken can go anymore, they pick them up, pull them apart. Handle your bird. That means you do what you need to do right now. Yeah. You need to get open his face up and suck that blood clot out of his lung. By God, you do it.
Drop when you him. Got, go yeah. when you got so a couple $1,000.
It's like when you're in a boxing match, it's like a, sitting a at good, your corner.
A good,
dude, it's serious.
Like sitting at your corner.
You got a pair of good chickens. They say, pitch your birds. You're standing on a line.
They call it rattled. Yeah. They call it when they get rattled.
You'll drop that damn bird right. I mean, at arm's reach, just straight in front of you. Drop your bird. That bird will hit the ground, and when they break, that's when their feet hit each other and the fight starts. They will break at face level.
Yeah. Oh my
you drop
gosh.
Them on the ground, and bam, they're fighting right there. A lot of times, a good chicken hits the ground. When that cluster hits the ground, there's a dead chicken and the winner chicken.
if they got a knife on their foot, guaranteed 2 to 3 flushes, new fight. Time for a different set of birds because one of them's fucking chopped his head off. He's missing a wing. I mean, it can be really
some fucked up shit.
But again, same chickens. You put them out in the fucking field by themselves, they'll kill each other.
Yeah, really.
Jesus,
would.
I never knew cockfighting was such a big sport.
Yeah.
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 Holy fuck!
I've watched videos of chickens fighting, and it's pretty intense.
What?
I would do. Listen.
Yeah.
Yes, but there's also talks now that there's. I mean. Because it is a game. They are game chickens. They are raised
to fight.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's talks that they're trying to get into legislation where they do lift all the bills and all the all the criminal offenses that can incur now.
Yeah.
People just don't do it because it's a thing of chickens. The past. It's a thing of the past.
They're
my aunt
chickens.
Was a rebel back in the 60s and she married a Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah, there you
my
go.
My mom's sister.
Yeah.
And he said the way that they make game chickens. God didn't make a game chicken to start with.
No.
But he showed us how to do it.
Yeah.
You take a pheasant, a ringneck pheasant.
Yeah.
And they hatched them chickens and them pheasants in the same incubator.
Yeah.
And when you raise them together, the pheasant will breed the chicken. And when you put that pheasant blood in that chicken blood.
Yeah. Bad shit crazy.
There's no backup. There's no reverse in it. It's forward to death.
Oh, yes. my gosh.
And they are, dude.
But that's
it
what
will blow your fucking mind if you ever get a chance to see
He's got videos of him fighting chickens in Puerto Rico, his homeland.
Yeah, and they're real fucking tall, dude. They're
leggy as hell. And yeah. they pluck all of the feathers out of their back and drench them every day in lemon juice. When you flip that chicken, it sounds like that.
Oh, my God.
It Jesus. Is baked. I mean, Puerto Rico's hot, some bitch.
Yeah.
they put lemon juice on that chicken
when
every
the fight's
day.
Over, we just barbecue that motherfucker
two or three
going.
Times a day, they'll put lemon juice on that chicken after they plucked all the feathers out of his back. He said if your gaff ain't absolutely perfect, you can't stick one of their chickens.
Jesus.
He brought videos back from Puerto Rico. I mean, they broke higher than your face. And fight like hell to the ground and just get up. I mean, back to it.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Jesus. That's crazy.
So.
Yeah.
That's a chicken fighting fucking fiasco.
Listen, I can't believe that actually happened. Just sitting here listening to it.
Listen, and as we sit here right now.
Yeah.
If you hollered there was a chicken fight going on right now somewhere.
I would rob my wife and be there in 10 minutes.
Believe that.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
We're going.
No, she ain't going. Me and her money is on her way.
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what's even funnier than that is you're driving me, Ricky.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Dude, I'm down to go watch a cockfight. One or two of them.
What's making Matt smile the biggest? He knows I'm not lying.
Why don't we just get our own chickens and just fight them?
Because it's a federal fucking offense. Okay, but I do have a set of spurs.
Hang on, I do have a set of spurs.
I heard that you could go to jail for that.
I heard you could go to jail for that, but I've got this two sets of 2.5 inch gaps.
And if you can, we can make a set.
So what was like the best blade to use to put on the chicken?
Depending on what kind of chicken you had.
That's right.
If you had a gray chicken, put something really light on him till he can run the fuck on out of there before these roundheads kill him.
Did you guys use like box cutters and shit?
No, dude. It's specially made
for
to go. To go on a fucking chicken's leg.
Really? That's like you talking about a box cutter on a chicken. It's like talking about a fucking Everlast boxing glove on Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
No, that ain't happening. Yeah. You got to have the good shit.
Here you go. Take a peek at what
these motherfuckers got hundreds of dollars invested in each chicken.
That's why they get mad. Jesus.
That's why they get mad.
It's a fucking chicken with a goddamn katana tied to his leg.
Holy fuck.
So now that's a long knife. That's a long knife. Yeah. Okay, that's a long knife. So now let me show you what
that long knife right there, it is nothing to pit your bird. And they break it face level. And
dead chicken.
When your bird hits the ground, he's done cut both his fucking legs off.
Yep.
Holy shit.
You lose, he can't stand up.
Yeah. So that's what a long knife looks like. And they also have the same thing, but it's a short knife. And you can imagine what a short knife is.
Yeah.
Okay? It's just a shorter version.
It's half of that.
Right here. And this is a short knife. This is exactly what you're looking at. That's a short knife and a gaff. The bottom one is a gaff.
Jesus.
When they use gaffs, they use one on each leg.
Yeah.
There's two of them. And when there's
cut, they just stab.
Yeah. That's a short knife and gaff.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they fight a lot of this.
Dude, that's insane. I never thought.
Pretty cool, though, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it should be illegal.
It shouldn't at all.
No, really.
A lot of things shouldn't be illegal.
So, what was your like guys' favorite thing to fight? Like, what was your favorite knife to use?
I personally like gaff fights, but they last too long.
Yeah.
But now, if you want to go and
quit fighting them gray birds, and them gaff fights won't last so long.
That's right. But now, if you're gonna fight
yellow-legged hatch,
oh my gosh.
Yellow-legged hatch.
Yes.
Fight over.
And some of the birds, they'll just go up and flush and just... And they've already hit each other 15 times.
Yeah.
More than once, I've seen the birds hit the ground. How do you determine who died first? As both
the who's got the stop clock?
Yeah.
Has there ever been like a draw where like the birds like...
All the time.
All the time.
It's not a draw. You have two dead birds. Somebody has to decide when the first one died.
Call the judge over.
But listen, after it's the fight goes on for so long, or there's birds, they'll actually put them in a side pit. It's like a pecking pit, and the last bird to raise his head, kick his leg, pick anything. The last bird to show any sign of aggression is the winner.
This goes on for a long time. Sometimes there's $8,000 or $9,000 or more invested in the last movement of that bird.
That's right.
I think we should
start. The last chicken that goes, he's the winner. Yeah. He's the winner. That's it.
If it looked like he was picking on his dying kick, you win.
Yep. I think we should start a cockfighting ring.
That's a federal charge.
I think I am not friends with you no more.
Hey, what's your name again, bud?
Where are you doing this at?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
What time and what place?
Yeah.
I heard there's a guy in the crowd here.
Well, you turn this shit off and we'll discuss this again.
I need every detail, even the grass.
Anyway,
yeah.
Besides, I'll tell you that that is more fucking time to start. It ain't just let's start a chicken fighting ring. Will take you more fucking time than you can imagine.
Well, heck, in Mineral Wells,
any fucking idiot can start fighting chicken.
Yeah. Anybody.
Well, but heck, it won't take you just a few minutes to figure out who the idiots are and who's paying attention.
Yeah,
well, right up the road. Up here,
you drop your bird and kill 14.
What is it?
Right up the road, there's those one people. Where all them tubs are?
Yeah,
those are fighting chickens.
Yeah. Where?
up at the road. I'm not going to say the town.
Yeah. You might want to calm it down.
But up the road, there, you can see from the road.
You're wrong.
I know where you're talking about. Right past where your buddy ran over that old lady.
Yeah, he used to, but he don't. They're not there no more.
Chickens are going, trailers going, everything's going.
I just didn't know. Yeah, but I know. Yeah.
But
I give him $200 for all his tie cords.
You know where some of his people live?
Oh yeah.
Right up the holler from there.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Where?
Wow.
Yeah, I just told you.
Which one?
I'm not telling you again.
Fair enough.
So, all right. Well, let's take a quick smoke break, and we'll come right back.
See you guys. We'll be right
back. Oh, yeah, and fuck Joe Biden.
All right, so we're back from our first smoke break. So, Brian Burns, you said fuck Joe Biden in the first little segment. So,
and I would like to start this one with a fuck Joe Biden. Where are we going from here?
Well, what do you think about the next administration? The what do you think?
Well, if I knew who it was going to be, that'd be great. I hope it's going to be Trump, but, you know, who knows? Yeah. If it's not Trump, it's going to be the next for biggest fucking crook.
He's pulling for Kamala.
Whoa. For Kamala? Whoa. I'm a married man. Why would I want her to be leading the nation?
Yeah. True.
You know, if she takes over, prostitution's going to be legal everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Believe that. Yes, I believe that.
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, hey, she got she used that slimy little piece of meat to get in there.
Okay, so she here you go. Here's some food for thought. Here's you some food for thought. All right. Kamala Harris is, there's no, by no means, Bubbles, is it?
She sucked a lot of pecker.
Okay. Pecker. Oh, my God. Okay. So I don't even real. It's the whiskey, Ricky.
How do you think she got to the top?
Well.
A lot of pecker.
What the fuck? I just shut the whole thing down.
All right. Well.
Oh, my God.
All right. So Kamala Harris. Let's talk about her.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about her. For real. Yeah. For real. All right.
Sloppy toppy on. White girls that give him Becky. Oh, my.
No, she didn't like vanilla, remember?
Yes.
I mean, who did she get in? Willie Brown's. Well, she got there.
Okay. Oh,
chocolate's the flavor.
Oh, my God. All right, so.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I physically cannot breathe right now.
Keep it going.
All right, well.
I've seen what you did a minute ago. I understand.
He said it works better if you get the hair out of your mouth.
Oh. You should have shaved the first 4 inches of
that. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it.
I understand. He said, "What he pulled out of you."
He told me, "As long as you wear your underwear backwards, you don't have to shave it."
Hey, I love it. I love it. As long as you say no homo, it's perfectly fine.
Oh no!
Oh, no offense.
Nah, I'm getting. I'm getting. I'm getting.
Woo!
Okay, so. The liquor's definitely talking, Ricky.
What was the name of this segment?
Whiskey Talks, I think, is a perfectly good segment.
Well, so common sense is definitely common. Out at this point.
So where do you think the next administration is going to take us?
To
right up the ass.
I think
it's not Trump, we're going to take it. We're going to have to take our weapons and hide in the woods and kill the assholes.
So
what happens in an apocalypse, Brian? If everybody's fucking starving to death, you know,
we eat the fat ones first.
Perfect.
Oh my God, Bailey,
Snyder, you better hide,
dude. Guess what? We're not fat anymore.
I know we're good. We're good, bro. We're good. We're fine.
I was 300 pounds last year.
Hey, motherfucker.
Trump was president.
Listen, Not every good steer has a fucking pile of fat on him.
The ones that are willing to
if
work
we
hard.
Can't find a fat one, you are in big trouble.
Oh my God.
Oh, I can't breathe.
All these people to pour out of the cities, out into the country, where all these country folk are raising the garden and raising cattle and shit.
And hungry.
And yeah, and they're going to try to eat our food. Well, guess what?
He's going to look great right next to our fresh green beans and potatoes.
We're armed to the teeth.
Sorry about you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, bigger target, easier shot. I mean, come on now. Fat people's going to be eaten first.
Oh, yeah. 100% first.
If you're 25%. Standing near a fat person, you might get hit by accident, but you'll make dinner.
For sure.
Or dog feed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you got to feed the dog. And hogs.
Yes.
Goddamn, you can feed it. Oh, the hogs are hungry. And they'll eat everything.
Yeah, they will.
Everything. Literally everything.
Hogs will eat about anything you give them. They don't let nothing go to waste.
You
remember that? Hey, Tyler Childers. So that let's back up. Everybody here is an avid Tyler Childers fan.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What do you think about the message that he gave on the
long violent history?
Yeah, what do you think about the long violent history message? Because I took it as a little bit. Brian brought up a great point earlier when we were listening to this.
Yeah.
Do you think that was damage control? Do you think that he was doing whatever the label told him to do by bringing that statement out?
Yes.
Yeah. You got to think of someone who's been grinding so long he was like, "Man, I finally made it. So let's do what the record label told me to do."
Tyler's kind of an earthy guy. I mean, he's kind of a hippie kind of
We've
guy.
We've heard every damn syllable that man has ever done. He is not a Democrat. Absolutely not.
No, I believe
that. That little speech he made, you could look at his face in the camera. He's looking right beside the camera, reading off a teleprompter, doing exactly what the label told him.
Yeah, and I hate that.
Well, I do too, but now if you was in his shoes,
well, yeah, he's got it.
You could call him a sellout, but I mean, he's standing on the pinnacle of I've got her made or...
Yeah.
Let's go back to...
He's not doing anything that you or anybody else wouldn't do.
I bet they offered
him
some. How many times you had to renege your words because
you
might have
said
some shit
you shouldn't have? Get his pockets full of money. Get what he wants. And
listen,
he's going to be a new force.
Listen, I'm glad. I'm glad he's finally making it.
Me too.
Yeah, because he's got
I'm sorry that his label is fucking him away the way that is. That is just rude.
A lot of people will stop listening because of that.
And not that sucks.
Well, to hell with them.
They weren't
Democrat son of a bitch.
They weren't true fans to start with.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't listen to music of any type for your fucking political views. Music speaks to me inside.
Yeah.
And every fucking syllable that comes out of that guy's mouth fits right into my life and fits right into this motherfucker's life.
Keep your nose out of the
out of the
grindstone and out of the pills. I have preached that to my daughters. They are tired of fucking hearing it. But it's fucking true. There's never a truer word. Not even in the Bible is there truer words ever spoken.
Let me back up to a story that I started to tell you earlier.
Yeah.
We ended up in Rosedale, West Virginia, me and Brian and two of our very close friends.
Not where that guy tried to trade us his old lady for a bag of pills, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, talking about that night, are you?
We pulled up and he said, "Hey, y'all looking for some pussy?" And we're like, "No." He said, "I'll trade you my old lady for a bag of beans."
What?
He was talking about painkillers. And listen,
a bag being
this
two.
Motherfucker was not joking.
How much was he charging?
I'd say two Percocets, you could have got her.
Two Percocets, you could have got her for all night and all day. He's looking for two fucking 7.5s.
Oh, yeah.
Hydrocodones.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler Childers, he speaks to my soul.
Yeah.
He's a good artist.
He's the type of guy you want to do a bunch of mushrooms and go listen to a concert.
Yeah,
yes,
dude.
I agree 100%. But his label has got him right by the neck.
Yeah.
You do as we're told, or you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen Tyler 5 times live, dude, and honestly.
When he was reading that teleprompter the other night, on that interview that Matt tried to show me today that I already watched, that is not Tyler Childers.
Yeah.
I mean, you can listen to his words. He don't even talk that way.
No.
No.
No, not at all.
They had him right by the neck, and they set him down on that chair, and they said, "You say what we want you to say, or we're going to cut you the fuck off."
And can you blame him?
I hope that's... No, you can't.
No.
That motherfucker will get his pockets full of money.
Yeah.
And he'll say, "Okay, I can record my own shit."
He already has Hickman Holler.
Right, here's you a whole ass load up yours, and this is how I...
Yeah, I believe that.
He didn't.
I just think his music's too good.
His music's really good.
It's way too good.
He's one of those dudes.
That's like too much money. How can music be too good?
I have never heard not one song of his that I cannot say is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Every album, Bottles and Bibles, the fucking
Red
Country
Rocks.
Spire.
Yeah.
The also the song that he done, Low Down, with Town Mountain.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. And I saw Town Mountain with Tyler Childers and Todd Snyder at the Nelsonville Music Festival. Dude, we were arm's length away from him. I mean, it was fucking just an unbelievable show, dude. And every show that I've been to, the A&E Center, Wimmy Diddle Country Music Festival, they've all been just fucking... And I seen him and John Prine in Beaver Dam, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Paradise, Kentucky. You know the song Paradise by John Prine?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sung about Paradise, Kentucky.
Yeah.
We went to all of the places in that song. The Green River, Rochester Dam, where Peabody Coal Management has taken over the entire area down there, all strip mined. Ibra Hill, the old prison on Ibra Hill.
Mecklenburg County.
It's Muhlenberg County, yeah.
Take me to home, Dad, to
Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay.
My favorite.
I saw those two, dude. That was more my... That was probably number one or two on my bucket list to see John Prine, and I got to see him.
My favorite song, though, by Tyler Childers is "Ever Loving Hand."
Oh no! That's not my... That's probably his worst song.
Yeah, I just think
it's funny.
The best song, I think,
"Shake the Frost" is mine.
Oh, dude,
listen, that's
up there.
Me and my girlfriend's song. Shake the frost.
I follow you to Virgie, Lady May. I just can't. I can't. Detroit. I can't say enough of his songs that are Banded Clovis. How do you do that? I reckon the chase of the pills and the powder, corn liquor and women are the culprit to blame.
He's been here. He's done this.
Huh?
He knows.
Brian,
how
many fucking people do you know personally have lost everything that they love chasing liquor, pills, and women?
90% of the ones that I know lost everything they owned chasing that crystal meth.
Gosh.
Chasing the pills and the powder, corn liquor, and women are the culprits to blame.
No, the culprit to blame is actually no fucking willpower.
Believe that.
Fucking self-discipline, nothing. That is how you get started on that path. Because I have run that path until my nose was bloody. My feet were sore.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't even know, dude.
Here I am. I have lost almost 50 pounds.
Yeah.
47 pounds since September.
So.
Due to the fact that I'm too goddamn contrary to eat a slice of bread.
That brings me back to this topic of crack wars.
Crack whores. I'm married. We can't talk about this.
So, all right. We'll go back to chicken fights or something other than crack. Crack whores.
I'm just bullshit. Crack talk about whore, whatever you want to.
Crack whores is another segment.
Crack whores is a segment of their own?
Yeah.
We gonna call that fucking divorce?
You know what we're gonna do. You know what we're
we'll
gonna
talk
do?
About that after the big D.
We'll go to 7th Street and pick up all them hookers.
You got a fucking mouse in your pocket named Wool?
No, they're gonna be on part of the...
What's them crusty critters that keeps biting?
Them fucking crusty crustaceans you're gonna carry back.
I'm out. I quit.
Oh, I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot work under these conditions.
I don't want to do crabs on my bird.
I don't want to deal with my wife cutting my throat while I'm trying to sleep.
So, well.
Oh, yeah, smoke break. Fuck Joe Biden!
All right.
I just think maybe this whole...
You know, it's funny, honestly. We were talking about crackheads and shit, and it just brings me up to a something that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
You know, your girlfriend, Tyler, suffers from terrible allergies, okay?
Yes.
So this is something that I think about all the time. Your girlfriend suffers from terrible allergies. My nephew, he is like, dude, if I wear like a fine cologne, a nice cologne, you know, something that's expensive, this kid, if I'm in the same room as him, will turn completely blood red. It will fuck him up. You know, he's allergic so much.
I'm the same way with the grass.
So how in the fuck can our government say, all right, we're willing to give every fucking crackhead, every fucking goddamn meth head, every fucking anybody that overdoses on opiates that needs a Narcan shot.
Yeah.
Yep.
How is that fucking free to goddamn heroin addicts, opiate addicts? How is that free? And the same fucking EpiPen that my sister has to carry in her fucking purse to give to her baby to keep him from fucking getting an allergy and dying over something, anaphylactic shock. How the fuck is that EpiPen so expensive? But Narcan's free to all the fuck-ups.
I'm not sure.
Why? Your girlfriend suffers from the same shit.
Well, I don't think my girlfriend has an EpiPen, but I do. I've had this since I was like
12. You have the same thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm very allergic to grass. And I've had the same EpiPen since I was 12.
Huh. Never had to use it yet.
So I think it's time we take another smoke break. So hang on.
Nah. I'm done. So should we... Bailey, this is still... It's still recording.
Hey, go and tell the girls we're done.
Oh,
it's
my.
Still recording.
That's okay. He can edit that out. Bailey.
Why? Why do I laugh like a hyena?
Snap in here.
All right, we're back from our second smoke break. We've been drinking.
No.
Maybe.
We have not, Ricky.
Bailey about broke his arm.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
So, Bailey, where are we going from here?
Fill out the order forms in that playground.
All right. The very next topic of conversation is going to be something that...
What was that big question you guys are going to fuck me over with?
Yeah, let's hear this.
You done it. He bring it up too early. He should have waited until like we were.
What really are you talking about?
No one.
The
asked.
First time you ever told me about Flabungo. Listen, I told them guys this. That's why they invited you to be a special guest on the show.
To tell them about that dumb shit.
I told them the story of Flabungo and watching movies. And they're like, really?
Yep.
I said, this is one of the wittiest. Like, this guy has a perfect comeback for everything.
Yep.
So you lied to him.
Yep.
No. Listen, I promise you. Hey, listen. I guarantee you that he can rub elbows with. I promise you he would fit right in around Jeff Bezos, fucking Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. He would make those guys laugh.
He would.
Elon Musk. He would make fun of his rocket ship.
A little good dick.
It does look like a big dick.
Even the densest people on the planet. Even come up the with pig that on the Democrats said, "Look, it looks like a penis."
That's the only thing they said that was halfway correct.
Fucking idiots. That dude sitting between you and this other dude right here. I'd like to smack him in the face with 80 pounds of fly swatter.
80 pounds of fly swatter.
So.
He'd look really good over there somewhere.
Yeah.
So, all bullshit aside.
My elbow feels like it's broken.
All bullshit aside, what are we going to do? Quit broadcast? What's up?
Yeah, you're going to have to pause this, Bailey. Yeah.
I think so.
Cut it. Yeah, we're cutting it.
So, we had some really good guests.
Yeah.
Bailey, it was this not, was all, you're going to edit this out. We're going to have to do that later.
It was all nice meeting you guys. I mean, meeting you.
T-Ray, you need to go home and be with your dad. Bailey, stop recording.
In the most
recording.
Intimate way. Yeah.
Stop recording.
I was just trying to.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the No Rules Podcast. Make sure to check us out wherever you get your podcast needs. And if you like the show, rate us a 5-star on iTunes. If you hated the show, leave us the lowest amount of stars possible. But make sure you write a review. Check us out on Instagram and TikTok, and we will see you in the next one.